You are listening to She's Reinvented, the podcast for women over 40 who believe it's never too late to pursue their dreams and to reinvent themselves. I'm your host, Heidi Sawyer, and I believe that we are all on a journey of growth and self-discovery that is never ending. And when you're doing it right, you're having fun with it too. Are we evolved? Never. Are we evolving? Always. Let's get started. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Tell everybody a little bit about you before we dive in.
Yes. So I am a mama of five. I live in Spokane, Washington. I am a current network marketing professional and entrepreneur at heart. I love the outdoors. I love to be active. I love fresh air and mountain lakes. But most of all, I love doing life with people. I love loving on people. I love friendships and I love community. So that's a little bit about me. I've been married to my husband, John, for almost 16 years. And we're a retired military family. So we've lived a lot of different places, but the Pacific Northwest definitely has my heart.
Yeah, I was going to say, for everything that you shared, I love fresh air, mountains, lakes. Like, okay, you're in the perfect place.
Yes. Yes, love I feel it. That.
So, as you know, this show is all about reinvention. And one of the things that we like to do is just really take our listeners to that pivotal moment that you had where you decided something needs to change in my life. Can you tell us a little bit about what that moment looked like for you?
Yes. So I had been married to my husband, John, for about, I think it was 5 years at the time, maybe closer to six. And we had had three babies in 3 years. So I met him when he was in the military. And I've had people make comments to me like, you knew what you were getting into as a military wife. But to be quite honest with you, I did not know what to the extent of a sacrifice that we would have to make as a family, me as a woman, as a wife, and then as a mom. So I had had three babies in 3 years. We were really lucky. We were actually stationed up here in Spokane for part of that time. My husband was able to be there for the birth of all three of those children, which was a gift as a military family. But then we had moved down to Southern California and we had a deployment lingering. And we had racked up some debt from my student loans, from car payment or car loans, and just doing life and having three small children so fast, needing to get strollers and car seats and all the things, that we had a point where we really looked at each other and knew that something financially had to change. We were a single military income family. I had done my best to make some extra income through couponing, through being an aerobic instructor. I had opened up an Etsy store. I was very good at finding things used or reselling things. I was making our dollars stretch as far as they could. But at the end of the day, we needed more money. We had more month than money. And with John getting ready to deploy, I knew I needed to step into a role to bring some income into our family. But having three small children, they were three, two, and one at the time. Wow. It was just so hard to think of leaving them. So I needed to find something fast that would make some life-changing income for us. And then I needed to just prepare myself to do life alone for a good chunk of a year. In a sense, be a married single mom. So there was just a lot of decisions looming in front of us and a lot of change that we knew was on the horizon. And I knew something needed to change for us personally within our family and our marriage and our income. So
yeah. And that's so hard when there's financial stress in the family and in the marriage dynamics as well. It just puts that pressure on everything. So you had done that Etsy store, you had done some teaching, some exercise classes and things like that. So how did you find what was next for you? Tell us a little bit about how that unraveled.
Yes. So it, to be quite honest with you, it had been in front of my face for years. So I had watched one of my best friends join a network marketing company called Isagenics. And she actually invited me to join her. We were at a Memorial Day barbecue here in Spokane. I had just two small kids at the time. And she looked at me and said, oh my gosh, Laura, we should cleanse together. I have celiac disease, so I eat gluten-free. She said, everything is gluten-free. We're going to get our energy back. And as a mom of small children, you can imagine that would be such a gift. But I was incredibly skeptical of the network marketing industry. I was incredibly skeptical of supplements. And at that time, I was kind of just surviving. I had had 2 kids in 2 years. So I had two under two and was very just tired. The thought of adding something extra in that moment beyond the aerobic class I was teaching, the sewing business I was starting just felt like a lot. And so I said no very quickly and watched her and supported her. This whole time through social media, mostly because we ended up moving from Spokane and our journey in the military took us elsewhere. But I was able to watch her journey online and saw her thriving, saw her helping other people, actually referred people to her, and was very inspired by how drastically she was changing her life and her family's life. And so after watching that for years and seeing other people in the network marketing industry not doing that in their lives, just kind of dabbling and sharing here and there, I realized if I was going to do this, if things were going to be as life-changing as I hoped, I needed to join my friend who had done that because I knew she could show me the way. I had actually explored other things. I'd explored being a waitress. I had been in a master's program for education, but was at the point where I'd have to put my kids in daycare to do student teaching. So I'd have to pay for daycare and pay for school when we just desperately needed more income. So all roads led back to joining my friend Kelly within the network marketing space in Isagenix. After exploring everything, I kind of called her up one day and just said, whatever you're doing, I need to do it. And I think her jaw hit the floor because I had never given her any indication that that was something I wanted to do. So after that initial no.
And it sounds like she just kind of let you be on your path and didn't push to, even though I'm sure she's like, come on, you're crazy for not doing this. But what was it like with telling your husband that you were going to start doing this? Did he have any resistance to it, or was he excited for you?
You know, that's
How
a
did
really
that
good
go? Because you guys had
question.
3 kids at home.
Yes. Yes. So he had always been supportive. And up to this point, I had been a bit of an entrepreneur trying to find ways to make some extra money. I remember when my third child, Juliet, I was pregnant with her. I was sewing until 1 or 2 in the morning for my Etsy business that I taught myself how to sew by watching YouTube videos online. And I had my mother-in-law teach me a little bit. So he had always been the first one to support me, which I'm super blessed because I know that after experiencing entrepreneurship for about 10 years or over 10 years now, I realize that the husbands or the spouse can often be the biggest barrier. But that was not the case in my business and in my journey. John was very supportive, but he did look at me and he said, Laura, if you're going to do this, if you're going to join her, then I need you to be all in. I need you to really do it and give it at least a good year. And I looked at him because it was an expense for us at the time. I think the initial pack that we purchased was over $500. And at that time, that was a lot for us. But I was ready to feel better and I was ready to change our income and all this stuff. So I looked at him and I'm like, okay. And he's like, if you do it, you'd be all in. I'll support you, but you better be all in. And I'm like, all right, I'm all in. So I did have that. And he did jump on the nutrition very quickly to partner with me in that side. So that was very helpful because I did have his accountability when it came to doing the nutrition together and kind of changing our life and eating patterns and, you know, stopped having our glass of wine every night when he got home from work. Just made some good, healthy shifts for us as a couple, which I was grateful for.
Yeah, it's amazing how when you start feeling better, you have more energy to do new things and to
Yes.
pursue other interests. So what was it like in the beginning when you first started sharing about the opportunity or the products? Were you nervous about it? Was it outside your comfort zone at first, or were you just kind of like diving right in?
I'm very lucky in this entrepreneurship journey. There was, in a sense, a map that I could follow that showed the different bonuses and the different structure. And then I was so driven by money in that time that I even surprised myself at how well I was able to handle rejection in that moment. And when I had my sights set on a goal, I just kept going along, doing what I needed to, getting very creative to hit that goal. So it was all encompassing. I'll say that for me, it was all I thought about. I woke up in the morning before my kids went, got up. I went to bed after they were asleep. And I poured my heart and soul and everything extra that I had beyond being a mom and trying to keep our house together into this. And I just kept getting these little highs and these small wins by hitting these different bonuses, getting these different quotas. I mean, it just sales is my jam. And I realized that. I know that's not for everyone, but it was very invigorating for me to have something professional for myself that I could fit into the pockets of my time that I didn't have to leave my children. But quickly, I saw how much this could change our family. So it was almost, it just fueled me. Every little step, every little bonus, every paycheck just helped me get braver and braver and bolder and bolder. There was emotional roller coasters for sure. There were some very key people in my life that were not supportive. And that was very hard for me. Or people that I thought need these products desperately, need this opportunity desperately, that would return their products, you know, and help me. My business volume would go into the negative and I'd have to feel that. But all those little goals and the contests and the trips and the all of that just fueled me and kept me going step by step to kind of deal with all of the rejection that comes, because you do deal with a lot of rejection in sales and in something like this.
Yeah. What did you learn about yourself? What do you think is the biggest thing you learned about yourself through building the business? And also tell us, to what level have you built the business now for people
Sure.
listening?
Yes. So I learned that if I'm not anchored into a why or something that is so important to me, that I won't be that passionate or committed. And I realized that I needed something. So the future, like every trip, I remember one of the first trips I went for and kind of worked toward, all I could imagine was John getting to go to Europe and see these old cannons. He was an artilleryman in the military. And I would have to envision things that big and that concrete for me to be pushed forward. And that was life-changing for me, because I realized that's where my motivation would come from. All motivation for me stemmed around the people I love the most, my husband and my family. And so even going to hitting certain ranks within our company, I would put a goal of taking the kids to Disneyland every time, because we lived in Southern California. So when mommy would hit a new rank, or you know, a new level in our business, we would get to go to Disneyland. So that would help propel me forward. So I had to put the most important people in my life behind these goals and behind my why to push me forward. Because I've started a lot of things in my life, but I don't necessarily finish them, and I'm very bad about finishing them. And so I need external motivation. So anchoring my why and my drive into the most important parts of my heart and soul, it allowed me to go forward and go further in this business than I ever thought possible. So we, you know, I don't know how to explain it. So we reached kind of the pivotal level in Isagenix. It's the Isagenix legacy member, which means that you've cumulatively made $1 million in the business in income. So we were able to reach that within about, I think, a little around 2 years, which was very fast and not
That's
normal
amazing.
and not promised in any way, shape, or form. But it shows, one, how hard I was working, two, how so much of my life led to this point, which I didn't realize was the case. As I was going through some trials, and you know, we'll go to back to it later when talking to my younger self, as I was going through so many things, I realized it was leading me to this moment in so many aspects. But just also realizing how goal-oriented I am, and I needed these stair steps and I need a path. If someone gives me an entrepreneurship journey, which I was in multiple times, but didn't have a roadmap to follow, that was almost too ambiguous for me. I don't work well in that. I need a bit of structure and some steps to kind of work toward to set those goals forward. I learned that about myself as well.
I'm the same way as you. That's why my husband's the visionary of both of our businesses. I'm like, okay, what needs to happen next?
Yes.
Tell me,
Yes.
and we'll make it
Yes.
happen. So how did things change for you once you had reached that level within the company? I mean, you've been speaking on stages, inspiring people. What was that experience like?
Oh gosh. It allowed me to share in the success in the most fulfilling way. I did never wanted one of the things I love so much about what I did is the only way to be successful was to help a lot of people. And that sat very well with me. Truly help people. I mean, I still have people this week, you know, that were texting me about how good they felt after their cleanse day or how fun a paycheck was. And that fires me up. because success alone is not fulfilling to me, but success shared is my jam. And that's where this business model worked really, really, really well with me and my heart and my motivation, because I had to help people to get to there, to get to these places and help people in big ways. So that felt really good for me. I was very busy. I did burn myself out in many ways. My work days were so long. I was traveling so much. When my fourth child was born, I remember my husband looking at me at one point and saying, "Are you ever going to enjoy the life you created?" And so we definitely scaled back in how much time and effort I was putting into this business. And still to this day, I have a big family. We now have five children. My last two I had with while I was in Isagenix. And I'm so grateful that I put in the time and the effort and the sacrifice that I did. One, while my kids were toddlers, because having teenagers now, that's a whole nother ball game. They want you there for
They
everything. The
need you
level of
more.
sacrifice. Yeah, they do. It's a different level of sacrifice. They'll go to bed at certain times. You don't have to fight bedtime. But when they're having a hard friend moment or they come home crying from school, they need you there. They want you at every sports event. They want you at all the school events. And I want to be there for that. So that means I don't travel as much and I don't sacrifice those hours in the way that I did when they were three, two, and one. When I could put them, there were moments that I had to drive around a minivan with a movie to do a call for them to be quiet. But to see the life that we've been able to give them now from that, the residual income that was built, I would do it again in a heartbeat. I'm so grateful I did it then. So I definitely have scaled back. I'm not as intensely focused on making as much money, knowing the grind and the sacrifice it would take to get there. If that, I don't know if that makes sense. It's a money isn't a motivator anymore
That's what
for
I was going to
me.
ask you is what is your why now? Because clearly that's changed since the time where you were, trying to pay off student loans and just really trying to keep your head above water, literally. How has your why changed now compared to then? Obviously, your family's still a big part of that, but tell me more about what inspires you to keep going today.
So I realized that I, as a mom, my biggest inspiration, let's see, my biggest motivation now is to be the best mom I can be and to be as present in my children's lives as I can while still making enough income to give them the life I've dreamed to give them. I had a situation when I was young where I went to a high school meeting with my mom for club volleyball. And my mom looked at me and was like, "We can't. It's too much money. We can't afford that." And I never wanted that to be something. That was just a huge motivation for me, is giving my children an athletic experience that they want, that will allow them to reach the goals that they want for themselves without having to take away time from being there with them. So it's this dance for me right now. It's honestly a new season for me that I'm still trying to figure out. So it's a reminder that you'll never stop evolving. You'll never stop needing to develop each season of life in parenthood, in marriage, in just life in general as an adult. You'll need to pivot and figure things out and find new normals. And so my new normal looks different. I'm trying to dance through that, wanting to be present in my business enough to keep it going, to help people still, because I do love that, but not sacrifice time away from my children and my family because it's such an important time right now. So I'm still working on that balance and what that looks like. And there's weeks I'm better at it than others. And there's weeks it feels more fulfilling than others right now. So we are also diversifying our income, putting our, just creating other little fun opportunities for us and pouring ourselves in. I realize that I am somebody that loves to start things, but has a hard time finishing or keeping them going. And if I have new little projects or new exciting things, I'm trying to find ways to make it feel just exciting. I've been doing the same thing for 10 years, and that's the longest I've ever worked a job, a career, or anything. So reinventing myself within it, finding new opportunities to grow and have things feel new and different. And then walking that line of really finding what's important to me in that balance.
And you mentioned before we hit record about your passion for helping other people see that they have choice and they have opportunities. And I'm sure that's a big part of what you're doing right now too, is just supporting people on your team who are getting started. Maybe they're in the same place that you were initially and they're struggling, or maybe they're just looking for more of a sense of purpose and connection through doing something different and fulfilling to them.
Yeah, so I think my biggest messaging that I want to leave you with today is just to remember that you are never stuck. You are never stuck. You have choices. If your life today doesn't look like you want it to, you can change. There are so many opportunities out there, and God gave you a gift in who you were created and how you were created. He gave you special gifts that are unique to you that can be used in all these ways. At this, my current stage of adulthood, I'm surrounded by, I feel like, adults that feel stuck in a career, in a path, in a life situation, that are panicking and that are in a very similar place to maybe where my parents were, that they felt like they couldn't afford certain things. And they're allowing an old story in their mind to tell them, or I'm not sure what they're actually letting, what's holding them back. I don't know. I haven't had these personal conversations with them. I'm trying to find ways to, because I want them to see what how amazing they are and what could be out there for them. But it is okay to pivot in adulthood. We are in a different society today where you're not required to stay at the same job for 20 to 30 years and never change. If you have different skills, if you have different dreams, if you want to see what else is out there, do it. Find your anchor, find what's most important to you and build from that. And you don't necessarily have to sacrifice a ton of time with your family, with your kids, to make a life-changing income or to make an income that can provide that life that you want for your family. But it might take some change and some growth and some development to get to that other side. So I just want to give you permission to do that and to start dreaming and to start looking. And you might have to fail along the way, and you might go down or have some losses before you get some wins and some gains. And that's okay. That's a part of this journey. You'll learn. You never fail. You just learn. And that'll take you to that next step. So.
Yeah, it's so important to redefine how we look at success and how we look at failure. And as long as you're able to find the lesson and the gift in the quote unquote failure, you'll never fail. And so thank you for helping so many people to reach a new opportunity and to see a new vision for their life. I think that's really important, whether it's with your opportunity or something else, because I know, like for Ryan and I, we were involved in Isagenix years ago, and that was a catalyst for us to realize we don't, like you said, we don't have to stay doing what we're doing. At the time, my husband had been a college football coach for 12 years, and that was really the catalyst for him to be able to leave that coaching career. And now we have two different businesses, and we're in that entrepreneurial journey. But it's just like, having something that's opens your eyes to see that there's more can be so powerful, even if it's just a little map dot, on where you're going. And that's always the case because we're always
Oh my
changing.
gosh, yes. And I've seen, it's so fulfilling as a leader to being able to partner with people in a similar place of yours to see them then either dream bigger, change something in themselves, shift a mindset, and to see what they're doing now and how it's fall, they're following that path and they're on these incredible career journeys and or they've started businesses. It's been really fun to see and to watch, and to be just a little bit of that is really fulfilling as well. So
Yeah, I love it. So, what's one piece of advice that you would give to your younger self?
I think it's a lot of what we've talked about today is be okay failing forward, really realizing that failure is just an opportunity to learn and not sitting in that failure too long. Being able to reflect back and say, okay, what can I take away from this? What am I going to do different? How do I need to pivot or change or grow? And then taking action on that. Because I think there was a lot of times I sat in my failure too long, or took it so hard, it emotionally wrecked me. Obviously, now from where I am, I was able to get out of it and use it for growth and use it moving forward, but to not let it take me to such emotionally intense places, to be able to take a breath and to just have clear sound mind and to trust that God will use that to help me make that next step. And to just kind of be okay. Also, just be okay taking risks. I was very scared to take risks for a while. I played very small. And I realized once I started to take the bigger risks and really go for things, that's when my life started to change. And that's when my dreams started to come true, to be honest. So,
yeah, that's powerful. We touched on this a little bit a few minutes ago, but I'd love to know, what are you reinventing in your life right now?
Yeah, I'm reinventing what life looks like as a working mom and really trying to find that space where I can stay motivated and have these pockets of really fulfilling work and good work, quality work, and getting a good rhythm in that with teenage, preteen kids, and be able to be a part of their schedule and be a cheer mom and be very active in my son's life. It just looks very different right now. And so I think that's what I'm reinventing, what it looks like to be a working mom of teens and really trying to be present in both spaces. It's been a dance for me that I'm still trying to work to reinvent, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Where can people find you if they want to connect with you online?
Yes. So I have a Facebook, Laura Stevens, or I am on Instagram, and our handle is LauraStevens08, my handle, I guess. I also do have Spokane Gluten Free Eats Instagram page. So if you know of anybody who needs help eating gluten free, I often post little resources or my favorite things on there. It's a little side passion project. So it's another.
That's amazing. I didn't know about that. I'll have to check that one out. Very good. Thank you, Laura. I really enjoyed the conversation and it was very inspiring. So thanks for being here.
Thank you for doing this podcast. I know that you inspire so many people, Heidi, and I'm so grateful that our paths have crossed once again. So
thanks. Thanks so much for listening today, friends. If this episode made a positive impact on you, please share it with a friend. Also, while you're here, leave me a rating and review. I love to read your reviews. It means the absolute world to me that this podcast is making a positive difference. Until next time, keep reinventing, keep evolving, keep stepping further into the truth of who you're here to be. Much love.